top stories going on today. There is, I did see a couple things with Russia are in the news today, big stories. One is that Russia has launched the biggest airstrike since the start of the Ukraine war. So they, I guess at one point they even said, we warned you, meaning like we warned you that we're going to ramp up our attacks. And so they've had the biggest airstrikes they've had since the start of Ukraine. Apparently it's killed about 11 individuals. President Biden now coming out and saying, or pledging, air defense support. Now, this has been the controversial thing since the beginning of this whole battle in Ukraine, which is how involved do we get? How much did we promise to be involved in the first place, or how much was alluded that we would do? And I think that's where this comes down to here. So when President says that we will we're pledging air support, does that mean that is that talking about the air support like we're going to actually have planes ourselves and that we're going to fly there and provide support? Or are we just going to give them once again like anti-aircraft missiles or anti-aircraft artillery and things like that? It still was not clarified today. The other story in, pertaining to Russia is that there was Russian hackers hacked U.S. airports today. Oh, boy. But so far, it did look like there was not any problem with like any disruption with service. But Russian hackers did indeed go ahead and try to hack U.S. airlines. Iran oil workers are striking as anti-government protests are expanding. So Iran's oil workers, this, although seemingly to be a good thing, you know, like they're finally rising up against the government. Well, got to take into account this. That's probably bad for you and me, because it probably means that the gas or the oil prices and gas prices in OPEC will begin to rise, and which means higher gas prices. So there's that as well. Let's see here. Some other stories going on in the news. Nobel Prize and economics winners include former federal chair Ben Bernanke. Yeah. So he was back in the news, this time winning a Nobel Prize for economics. I didn't see why. I wasn't interested. Wasn't that interested in it. Then let's see here. I had, this story just came out just a bit ago, that Air France and Airbus have been charged with involuntary homicide for the Rio-Paris crash in 2009. So it was one of the big Atlantic plane crashes that happened. Now they're being charged with manslaughter, involuntary homicide. And finally, Rivian shares dropped after the company has announced a huge recall. They've recalled nearly all of their vehicles due to a steering defect. So, yeah, this is the Rivian is that all-electric truck and all-electric SUV. And it was expected to be the quote-unquote Tesla of trucks. And they finally launched, you know, rolled out like last year, finally. And now they've got a bunch of vehicles on the road. I actually saw one just the other day for the first time, like on the road and here in Pensacola area. And then all of a sudden, now they're nearly all of them are getting recalled. That's kind of scary. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got another EV-related story for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes are checking in clear, as well as Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, and Fairfield. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, not seeing anything out of the ordinary to slow you down. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
I saw this as well. Looks like Nissan is in talks with purchasing Renault EV's unit. And so this would be something where it would launch them into the EV realm a lot faster than what they already plan, if they're able to complete that purchase. Then some other top stories going on in the news today. Online holiday spending is expected to be weak after months of early discounting. PayPal tells, in fact, we're going to talk about this one a little bit later. PayPal tells users it's going to fine them $2,500 if they spread misinformation. Then it backtracked on that. And finally, Tesla China-made deliveries hit a record. Wholesale numbers aren't quite matching up just yet right there. And finally, Adderall shortages are impacting ADHD patients. So the supply chain shortage affecting ADHD patients right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got top trending news with John Pickens in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here next hour, we got the Florida State University football ticket giveaway. Hey, let me tell you about our mobile app. You can download it just by looking for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. By doing so, you can listen to the live stream. You can listen to On Demand, which is the, you know, podcasts of this show, of the morning show, you know, Pensacola Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. We also have national and local news on there. And if you have news or traffic tip, you can use the open mic feature to send us your audio tip. So once again, look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. 4 people were seriously injured in a head-on collision around 6:55 p.m. yesterday evening on Midbay Bridge in Destin. The crash involved 3 vehicles. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, a white Mercedes sedan was traveling north on the bridge while a red Dodge Charger was traveling south. Meanwhile, a gray GMC Tahoe was traveling south directly behind the Charger. The Mercedes failed to maintain its lane, traveling into the southbound lane and collided with the Charger, then collided with the Tahoe. Despite the driver of the Tahoe attempting to brake and avoid the incoming Mercedes, all 3 vehicles came to a stop, blocking all lanes on the bridge. The Mercedes driver, a 51-year-old Destin man, was at fault for the collision and cited. According to Florida Highway Patrol, the passenger of the Mercedes, a 47-year-old Destin woman, remains in critical condition. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office has announced that every sworn position with the agency has been filled. That's right, all 447 of them as of last Friday. That includes 20 new sworn positions added during the past 2 years, the agency said. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is continuing to accept applications for sworn positions, along with non-sworn openings like administrative support assistant, dispatcher, accounting, and more. And finally, Bobby, the voter registration deadline for the November general election is tomorrow. The Supervisor of Elections office will remain until 7 p.m. tomorrow. They'll be open for voters wishing to register to vote or update their record. Florida law mandates that registration books close 29 days before an election. New registrations must be completed and received or postmarked no later than October 11th for the November 8th election. Address changes within the Florida can be made after the books are closed. If you're unsure where your registration status, well, you can visit escambiavotes.gov or votesantarosa.com.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know I was talking to somebody about it today and about registration to vote because I saw it earlier. There is, and basically they were like, oh, well, what do we have to do if I'm not going to, if I don't register to vote? I'm like, well, then you probably will not be able to vote. We don't have same day voting or same day registration in the state of Florida. I know some states do, but not ours. So you got to register to vote tomorrow if you want to participate in the general election coming up here in November. So it'll be here before we know it. So yeah, I appreciate that as well. Thank you very much, John. I have not taken a look at the tropics today. I meant to do that earlier. This would be a good time to do that. Yeah, because there was this one tropical storm that was headed towards Nicaragua, and then it was going to look. We didn't know where it was going to go after that. Was it going to go into the Gulf? Was it going to head over to the Pacific? I just pulled it up. It has been downgraded. It's basically not even a. It's just a system now. It's not even any kind of depression or anything like that. But it does look like it has a chance to. It's going to enter in the Gulf along the Mexico coastline, and it does have a small formation, a small chance of formation over the next 5 days. So it does not look like it's going to turn into any kind of tropical system. So, and then there's nothing else out there in the Atlantic. It's all gotten quiet out there. So that's good news. Hopefully that's it. That's it. Right? I think if we all agree that that's it, that we won't have any more systems like that, then we'll be fine. So just all agree. I think Fiona and Ian did enough damage this year. We can move on and just not have anything like that again. I did see this story. Oh, I'm running out of time. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Well, I'll be quick. The roads are looking good right now. Really not showing anything that's going to slow you down. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear, as well as I-10 and I-110. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, I do want to talk about something that the mayor had brought up. So this is Mayor Robinson, who's the outgoing mayor, but he's bringing up something that the incoming mayor brought up when he came on our show the day after he was elected. We'll talk about this coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Mayor Robinson bringing up something today that Mayor Pro Tem brought up when he came on our show. We need more rental properties. I remember when we talked to D.C. Reeves the day after he was elected, he brought this up, and he brought up an interesting point, which was the vacancy rate in Pensacola is the same as it was 3 years ago, yet we've added thousands of more homes. Well, maybe not thousands, hundreds. We've added hundreds of more homes to the market and apartments, yet the vacancy rate's still the same. Meaning, you know, we no sooner get a place and there's somebody already ready to move into it, right? And so we have a major housing need here. And one of the things that's been coming up is we have around 2,000 or 3,000 short-term rentals, meaning these are properties that are available only for like Airbnb, VRBO, vacation rentals, things like that. And so there's actually been discussion on the governmental level that maybe there should be something done that would basically limit the number of short-term rentals to essentially force them to become long-term rentals. I was like, oh, man, I don't know about that, but I get it. We do have a major problem with rental housing here. Rental prices here are outrageous now. I mean, I haven't had a look, but somebody, a friend of mine recently was like, I'm trying to look for a place to rent and I can't find a place. Can you help me? Oh, yeah, sure. I'm like, what happened to rental prices in like 3 years? Like, it's gone outrageous. Well, part of it is we don't have enough rental properties out there. So I don't like the idea of like price controls and everything. Or limiting what people can or cannot do with their own property if they want to have it as a short-term rental or not. But just so you know, there is a little bit of that conversation going on in the city of Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. News Radio, 92.3. to weigh in, you'd like to share your thoughts or opinions, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, I wanted to tell you about Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. This walk is coming up October 29th at Seville Square. And you're invited to walk with the, walk with survivors. And celebrate with your friends as well. Registration activities start at 8 a.m. Walk is at 9 a.m. You can register today at newsradio923.com. And then Gulf Coast Kids House is celebrating their philanthropic heart of our community with their 6th annual Brunch and Bubbles. That's going to be October 23rd. You can enjoy a walkabout brunch at Portofino featuring local celebrity chefs, bottomless premier champagne, other brunch cocktails, live entertainment, and more. And so Gulf Coast Kids House is the only child advocacy center in Escambia County. They help approximately 3,000 kids every year at no cost to them or their families. You can find out more or buy tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. Now, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. Russian-speaking hackers knock multiple U.S. airport websites offline. However, no impact on operations was reported, at least so far. But yeah, apparently hackers knocking airport websites. I said airlines earlier, but it was airport websites. Russia, in the meantime, has launched the biggest airstrikes since the start of the Ukraine war. At least 11 people were reportedly dead. And Ben Bernanke, former federal chair, and two other Americans have won the Nobel Prize in economics. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit here, starting off with Monday Night Football. 7:15 tonight on ESPN, the Las Vegas Raiders, which still sounds weird to me to call them the Las Vegas Raiders. That's going to take a while for me to get used to. But the Las Vegas Raiders against the Kansas City Chiefs. Big rivalry game right there. The Raiders not playing good this season, though. 1-3. Chiefs playing pretty good. 3-1. So the Raiders need a turnaround of their season, and this might be the opportunity for them to do so. NBA preseason will be on at 6 o'clock on NBA TV with the 76ers against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then only other things really going on TV is there's some there's just some soccer out there, but that's there's not much going on as we kind of await for the for Major League Baseball playoffs to begin tomorrow. I believe it's at noon. Yeah, noon on Fox. The Phillies will play the Atlanta Braves tomorrow at noon on Fox, and then at 2:30-ish on TBS will be the Seattle Mariners against the Houston Astros, and then the later games at 6:30 will be the Cleveland Guardians against the Yankees, and the Dodgers will be playing the Padres on FS1 at 8:30. So, yeah, so we're waiting for Major League Baseball tomorrow. But tonight, big Monday Night Football game, of course. All right, in other sports news, the Carolina Panthers have fired their head coach, Matt Rhule, and their defensive coordinator. They have named Wilkes to be the interim head coach for now as they've gone, 1-3 or something? 1-4. So they fired the defensive coordinator, Snow, and Matt Rhule. After they've gone 1-4. And yeah, this has been a, the owner had stated recently that they were in a rebuilding phase and that they were going to, that it was going to take a few years to rebuild. And here 6 months later, he's just like, yeah, no, just going to go ahead and get rid of him now. So yeah. And so Wilkes is the pass game coordinator, Steve Wilkes. So he's been named the interim coach. He previously was the head coach of the Cardinals in 2018 and only lasted one season before he was fired. So there you go. Speaking of the Carolina Panthers, the head coach is the only one in the news. Panthers Baker Mayfield reportedly has a high ankle sprain. And, of course, they're already out with Sam Darnold. Is already not playing, so because he's injured. So now Baker Mayfield goes down with an injury. Not good. In the meantime, Deshaun Watson has been cleared for limited return to the Browns. He can start attending meetings, but still cannot practice just yet as he's trying to finish up his suspension. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves have signed rookie Strider to a six-year, $75 million contract. And Bronny James, LeBron James' eldest son, is among five players to land a Nike name, image, and likeness deal. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I got a couple stories here. One of them about, well, both of them I think are related to inflation. So one of them is that holiday spending is expected to be weaker after months of early discounting. So they said they expect the holiday season sales online to have the smallest growth since since they've been tracking these numbers. They said discounts have been going on throughout the whole year as a lot of these retailers have excess inventory, and so they've been having discounts just to get rid of the inventory. And so basically people have already kind of gotten a lot of their shopping done already. So they're expecting these early deals, the early sales that we've had all year, are going to cut into the sales of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which that's hard to believe that that's less than 2 months away now. Like, really? Where's the time gone? It's less than 2 months away, and we're going to have Black Friday and Cyber Monday again. Wow. All right, so I have another story related to inflation. And you know, so they say that the reason online spending is going to be down is because people have already bought a lot of stuff because of sales that have occurred. Well, a lot of those sales occurred because of the supply chain issue, and they had a backlog of bloated inventories. I think the online sales is going to be down because of inflation. Things are just more expensive. We'll talk about that just a little bit next, right after Traffic on the Fives.
Our roads are looking good. We do have a couple accidents, though. One on Quintet Road off of Aaron's Way. This is just north of Tunnel Road. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. FHP is reporting an accident there, as well as Kingsfield at Old Course Road. We do have a roadblock there as well at that intersection. And lastly, Lillian Highway in North 60th Avenue. We do have an accident reported by FHP. Not seeing slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind if you take Lillian Highway this time of day. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
So the experts believe that online sales are going to be down during the holiday season, primarily because a lot of people grabbed good deals throughout the year with sales that had happened earlier in the year. I'm thinking a lot of it's just going to be because, well, inflation is up. You know, prices of everything is up, and that's what's going to cause it. Well, there was a baker who had his picture, his image that he posted online is going viral. It was a local baker that posted an image, quote, basically they had a dry erase board, and on the top of the dry erase board it says, quote, "Why our prices have gone up," right at the very top. That's it. Then it has in the left column all the different ingredients that they use, like flour and shortening and sugar and yeast and cake flour and eggs and things like that. Then it has three dates, so three columns of dates: January 2021, January 2022, and July 2022. And it shows the flour, for example, went from $12.19 in January 2021 up to $19.97 in January 2022, up to $28.88 in July of this year. So just in 6 months, it jumped up dramatically. But basically, it went from $12 to $28 just for flour. Some of the other big jumps: shortening went from $41 to $87. Whoa. Donut fry shortening, $42 to $88. Then here's the one. Eggs went from $40 is how much they would spend on their eggs to $92 just in a year and a half. That's dramatic. And so they I mean, all of them had a dramatic increase, but those are some of the biggest ones. And so that's the baker posting on there, like, you want to know why our prices of our donuts have gone up? This is why. The ingredients to make our donuts have gone up astronomically. Inflation. Yeah, that was a very eye-opening, like, picture. I mean, we know it affects all of us, but that was an interesting way to see it like that. Okay, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from John Pickett's over the newsroom. Plus, we have some audio I want to... Well, we got a story about William Shatner. William Shatner, of course, went on Blue Origin up to space. And afterwards, he was very emotional. We'll replay the audio for you. But then we'll share with you excerpts from a new book that he just wrote about his experience. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what do you got going on in the news for us?
Thanks, Bobby. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man wanted for obstructing justice and battery charges. 25-year-old Kyle Andrew B. of Gulf Breeze is wanted for obstructing justice and battery domestic violence. According to the sheriff's office, B is a white male, approximately 6'2", 160 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Deputies say Crime Stoppers is offering a $3,000 reward for information relating to B's whereabouts. If you have any information, call Santa Rosa County Crime Stoppers. No further details have been released. A Pensacola man is charged with kidnapping after allegedly holding a woman in a closet at gunpoint. 29-year-old Joseph Lorenzo Kennedy is facing multiple charges in the case. An arrest report says it all started with an argument outside of a home when the woman called a friend to pick her up. Kennedy allegedly assaulted her, then grabbed a firearm and confined her in the closet. The victim reportedly convinced Kennedy that things were okay and waited until he fell asleep. Then he escaped from the home with her friend. Responding officers noted injuries on the woman's face and head. Kennedy was arrested and is being held without bond at the Scambia County Jail. And finally, Bobby, a pumpkin named Maverick. He is a new winner of the annual World Championship Pumpkin Way Off, which was held earlier in Half Moon Bay. The giant gourd is proudly grown by farmer Travis Geiger, who was towed the 2,560-pound pumpkin on a trailer from Minnesota. That makes Maverick the largest pumpkin ever recorded in U.S. history. It scores an over $23,000 cash prize for him, and he will get to display his massive pumpkin at the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival this coming weekend.
There you go. You know it's got to be big when you're naming your pumpkin. You know, if you got a name for the pumpkin, it's got to be a pretty good size right there. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So William Shatner went to space. He had an opportunity to go to take the Blue Origin flight, went to space, and was very emotional afterwards. Well, now he's written a book about his trip, and he says it filled him with dread. He says that the trip left him with overwhelming sadness. It was one of the strongest feelings of grief I've ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below filled me with the overwhelming sadness. Every day we were confronted with the knowledge. Anyway, then he goes on and says, it filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral. Now, I remember we played the audio of him getting off the flight. And I thought he was so overwhelmed with emotion for gratitude, and I guess he was gracious in some aspects, but I thought he was like so overwhelmingly happy that he was emotional. Turns out he was so overwhelmingly sad. Let's play the audio again. This is when he came off of the flight. Now with the perspective of him saying that he was filled with dread, and instead of feeling like a celebration, it felt like a funeral, and he was dealt with overwhelming sadness. Let's go ahead. Now with that perspective, let's just listen to that again. Oh.
You know, it's mysterious and galaxies and things, but what you see is black. And what you see down there is light, and that's the difference. And not to have this, what you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. And the, oh, my God.
Yeah, you could tell he was filled with a lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts. Now we get revealed that he says it was actually more sadness and grief. But then you hear it right there. He actually explained why, that there's this contrast between the coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below. And now with that perspective, he did actually say that. He just didn't realize it was coming from a place of sadness and grief and dread. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. Really not seeing anything to slow you down. We do have a couple accidents, though, to keep your eyes out for. Lillian Highway in North 60th Avenue, we do have a accident, as well as on Quintet Road. It's going to be just off of Aaron's Way. Seeing some slight slowdowns on Quintet in both the north and southbound lanes. And this is just north of Five Points. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So going back one more time here to William Shatner explaining his new book, that his trip to space filled him with overwhelming sadness, that his emotions and his tears that he had when he got off the flight and said he was just filled with emotion, it was not because of happiness, which is the way I interpreted it. I remember I interpreted it that he was so grateful out of joy. He was grateful, but he was grateful because it gave him perspective of sadness. And he says the contrast of the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below filled me with overwhelming sadness. Then he goes on and explains that one of the things that makes us unique is that we are aware as humans. We are aware of ourselves and our consciousness and of our existence compared to other animals. And he just felt like it gave him more perspective of how much more important it is for us to take care of Mother Earth, something like that. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse is a $1.5 million floating home prototype. Oh, yeah, that's right. Like a prototype for a floating home cost $1.5 million. Sank into the water during its unveiling. Here's the thing. This house structure, this floating house structure that cost $1.5 million, was supposed to be kind of a prototype of the future. Like, this is how we're just gonna live on the water in fancy floating houses like this one. They unveiled it, and at the unveiling, it sunk. Don't think I want to live on the water. That's not good. I know they got like floating houses in the Keys. This was not that. And it sunk. It's so funny looking at the video. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.